I've started recording.
Hello, everyone at
Oh,
home.
hello everyone.
What's a recording?
Oh, what's a recording? Yeah. Isn't this real?
Episode 4.
Yeah, Gogamila. I
Rest
believe.
in
Oh, is that what it's
peace,
called?
President. What?
Do you
That's
know what
another
that is?
Alexander the Great
Oh, you
reference,
know that.
then.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's a lot of them in this series, I think.
So it makes no sense that the son is fucking Philip. The son should be Alexander and the father should be Philip.
This is true. This is true, but let's not get into that one. But it's called that because of it was one of the most decisive battles in Alexander the Great's conquest of Persia, was Gogomila, and that was because he was massively outnumbered, but he was like very cleverly tactical with his forces, and that's how he won the battle. And that's the reflection in this episode, is that he struck all three enemies at once. So he orchestrates the coup on Tycho. The attack on Mars Parliament, I believe it was the Parliament, yeah, and the rocks hitting Earth, as they do. So there's yeah, shit's happening, shit's going down in this episode. Multiple rocks and
Good episode this. So the next episode is one of my favorites of the entire show. But this one's a good one.
yeah, I know. I think I know why you like the next one so much. I think I know why.
Well, I just gotta say, rest in peace, President Gao. She didn't have long, but she died
No,
a
she
hero.
did not, no.
She did. She was all right. She did the right thing at the end.
Yeah, she'd just given the orders in time, and they managed to start fighting back, didn't they, against the rocks.
Which disappoints me because I want to see more rocks plummeting into the earth.
Yeah, well, that's
It's
only
fun.
that's a real life thing you want that though, isn't it? It's like fuck it, let's just go,
Can I decide where they land?
Well, yeah, there is that,
All of them would just go to America, wouldn't they, Drew?
Yep.
Well, what about the poor Mexicans and Canadians, Or they could have a new gulf between the two of them. Just cut this
That's the
hollow
Gulf of
out the
America.
States,
We're just expanding the Mexican Gulf.
Oh, what's that thing I saw on the Feddie? I'm sure you guys saw it
Yeah, you
too,
gotta see
which
it,
is
haven't you?
the was it the Gulf of Australia or
Yeah, the
something?
Pacific
Yeah, that
Ocean's
was
the Gulf of
funny. I like
Australia.
that
That
one.
was good,
That one
yeah.
was funny,
That
yeah.
was good, yeah.
Oh, dear me.
Is that a
Memes are
McDonald's
on
drink,
top.
Chris?
No, it's another sippy cup. House Lannister this time.
Oh, I saw the red and it
Lannister?
got me excited.
I
House
suppose that
Lannister.
should be House Lannister since Dad looks like,
Oh, Charles
Charles
Dance,
Dance.
yeah.
Yeah, it's freaky because now and again I'll look at him and he'll just now and again do an expression that really makes him look like him even more. It's weird. Especially he's putting a wee bit of weight back on because he'd lost a lot of weight, like maybe too much in my opinion. But because we've been going out for food every day, basically, including occasionally going for like burgers and shit as well as normal, pub food, he's putting a wee bit of weight on again. But yeah, got that whole Charles
Oh.
Dance thing going on.
Fantastic. Well, who doesn't love Charles Dance?
Exactly.
So yeah,
Pardon.
these three attacks, and then you got Marco Inaris giving his little speech at the end.
Little speech, yeah, that's the big, yeah, that's the telling everybody what's happening. How do you think, how do you feel about Marco with that then? What do you think? Is he selling it to, who is he selling it to? Is he
Well, he's
selling
selling
it to
it.
everybody? Is he selling, do you think, I mean, who he's trying to sell it to obviously is mainly the belt, but do you think he's
I
sowing
think
fear as
also it's also
well?
kind of yeah, he's trying to warn off Earth of Mars for sure. Yeah, it's for all of them.
I don't feel that the perspective of the show made like they could have if they wanted to make it a bit more like new, not nuanced, but you know what I mean, where like they're painting him as the terrorist villain in this
Yeah, we've talked
series.
about it already, haven't we? That we never got enough of a build up with Marco, which could have, again, ragging on the previous series. There's so many opportunities to do things with that last series. That could have been the other, because we always felt there was like a little story wedge missing the whole time. It was all basically in one place, and that would have been a really good story wedge to put in, would have been the build up of Marco,
But also, what like I've forgotten now, what was the resolve with the builders and stuff in the like, because we've got no update on the builders. It was just like Like, in fact, Amos said it quite well, even in this episode. It's like, yeah, there were some bugs, and then there was some things that were eating our eyes, and then there were some alien machines that came out of the ground and blew up, and then that's about it, really.
Well, I mean, do you think that was kind of a annoying nod to their own, you know, I'd have to check the check the commentary or the episode of Time, that guy that covers it or something, just to see if it was like, yeah, that was a waste of time, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, so nothing's going to come from that, or
doesn't look like it, as far as we can tell. Everything's all
that was like that bit was interesting. Yeah, that was the interesting
Exactly. Yeah, the whole series that was something. But again, we talked about this at the end of the series when they just crammed all this stuff in at the last minute. You know, the bugs, eye-eating bug things, and then the bloody deadly slugs and. You know, just like, just throw all this in. It's like, why not build some of this up, you know? Plus, they never showed anything. They talked about this other life on the planet, and, you know, and it all looked like a fucking quarry.
We just see
a quarry.
Yeah.
No offense, it's a Doctor Who reference rather than a go at the Welsh.
I had a dream about The Expanse, and I'm kind of thinking, is this how it ends, right? So my dream was, we discovered the Ringgates as a society, and we went through, and we found this alien civilization that were at war, but they were frozen, and we found a way to unfreeze them, and then they ended up just attacking us and killing us. And what happened was that there was another alien race that were trying to fight. They were at war with them, but they couldn't defeat them because they were a relatively peaceful, like they weren't like their weapons weren't as good. They were like a more peaceful people. So they found this way to freeze them.
That sounds like a Star Trek episode.
until they could develop the weapons to fight this war. Except them developing the weapons to fight this war made the differences within their own side more severe. And as such, they destroyed themselves because they became a society of dedicated to war before they got a chance. So that alien race was forever frozen. And then
that is a good TNG episode. That is.
Yeah.
I'd watch that one.
I don't know. Was that I didn't know whether or not my brain was just piecing together bits of The Expanse.
I think it sounds more like bits of Star Trek.
Yeah.
And other stuff. There are a few things like that. I mean, I'm not saying I've seen exactly that film or TV episode, but you know, the gist of it sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like, maybe it just makes sense, you know.
Yeah, or maybe it's just a well-trodden plot path or something.
Yeah,
but
maybe
there's an episode of TNG where they go to a planet and they beam down, as they usually do, and have a look around, and things start attacking them, and they're like, shit, let's beam out and get the fuck out of here. And they can't beam up. There's like a defensive system stopping them from beaming up, and then there's things threatening the ship in orbit, and they fight these things. They try and get to the bottom of it. They eventually find sort of a control room, and they found out it's a sales demo. To solve the problem, they just have to essentially go like accept and pretend they're going to buy this thing from this civilization that destroyed itself with these weapons. Basically.
That's kind of slightly lifted from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy as well.
Is that in there?
It's similar. It's not exactly the same, but there's a very similar thing, very similar ideas.
I love the ending, though. They just essentially have to, like, go accept cookies and then they can get out of there.
Preempting the intensification of the internet.
That's a season one episode, I think, that isn't too bad.
So, is Avicerella now the boss of Earth again?
Well, we don't know, do we?
No, they talk about the line of succession, don't they?
They're trying to locate people.
I don't think she said. And before we move off Marco's speech, unsurprisingly, I'm a sucker for political rhetoric and whatever, and it works on me. When he's doing that speech at the end, I'm like,
Well, a lot of it makes sense. I mean, that's the point.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've said it before, but the problem with Marco isn't his ideals. It's his blanket willingness to destroy everything to try and get to that. You know, even the rest of the belt, you know, he'll burn the entire galaxy, solar system, if he doesn't get what he wants, basically.
I think we're already getting the impression that he's a bit of an egoist, but I think you can probably make an argument that you have to be an egoist to get into that kind of political position, maybe.
To some extent,
I mean, it's hard to be that, like, physically attractive and not be a little bit of an egotist, isn't it? It's like...
He is a damn good-looking man. I was looking at his picture, and it's like, that's
And like, to be fair, he doesn't look like he could even be old enough to have a son the age of Philip.
That's true as well,
He's kind of got that Oscar Isaac jawline.
Well, the thing is, they were both meant to be quite young, weren't they? So, I think they were probably both teenagers when they had Philip, so, you know, being in their 30s now is not... Not a major stretch.
I don't disagree with his political ambitions in so far that, like, you treat the solar system outside of the planet's atmospheres as a like a free highway that is protected by a free navy.
None of his ideas are bad. Yeah. It's just the, you know, it's like I say, it's the scorched earth mentality that goes with it.
Yeah.
And we
compared it to 9/11, and like, it's not unprovoked. Like, maybe not morally justifiable, but also not unprovoked.
Not unprovoked, yeah, exactly.
We also got a throwback to 9/11. A second asteroid has hit the earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh shit, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. The asteroids hitting, though, they're not actually... The explosions weren't actually very big.
Well, they burn up quite a lot before they get there. So, yeah, they're not ELE type.
I think they said 20 kilotons?
Yeah. So that's like a large tactical weapon.
Yeah, literally tactical, It's only a fraction of like a...
Well, to send something bigger, they would need way more power to send the thing.
Oh yeah, no,
way
sure.
more
no,
power.
But I thought an asteroid.
Way more
an asteroid that big. I thought would be more powerful than your average.
Yeah, they still break up.
Not all of them. Not all. I mean, yeah, they burn off a bit, but I would have thought, an asteroid would do more damage than that.
Maybe the scary thing about it is that it's not tactical. Like it could go anywhere. Is that like the scary thing that it's like they can fire it at Earth, but where it lands on Earth? Could land in the most important place. It could land.
Yeah,
the
Earth people there. Earth, then they don't know that. But Marvel. I think
them saying 20 megatons, kilotons, is not what we see on screen. That's not 20 kilotons.
I mean, I have no idea what 20 kilotons looks like.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Is like I think an average nuclear bomb is like low tens of megatons, so thousands.
Well, no,
of tons.
No, they're not that big. Anything tens of megatons is quite big, and they don't exist as much anymore. They're more.
I know that they've gone smaller now.
Multiple.
How big was our bomber?
40, I think. Maybe 50.
Oh, 50 megatons. Yeah. That's 50 megatons, so that's 50,000 kilotons.
Yeah. But that was, like, ridiculously impractical, you know?
Yeah. So when they show, like, a fucking tsunami, basically, miles off the coast, I don't think that's... I mean, they've probably done the science, and I'm talking shit, but...
Didn't want to say, you know? No, I mean... Like, Hiroshima was, like, what was that, 14, 15, something like that? I can't remember now. Hang on. Now we're going to have to look up everything.
Okay, average modern nuke maximum yield is 500 kilotons.
Yeah, they're more...
But that's still many, many, many more times than... That's 100 times more powerful than...
Yeah, the atomic bombing was... There we go. Can't find the damn thing now.
Fred Johnson died in this episode.
Oh yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the third prong of the attack. You know, the coup on Tycho is the other thing.
Yeah.
Well, since we're doing that, let's go backwards through this episode.
Okay, why not?
Let's do go
about
go on with the robbery and
yeah, didn't Fred, I got that yeah. right.
I like the robot robbery. That was
I like that very much. Yeah, that's a cool robot.
That is a, I want to buy that robot. I could never buy that robot.
My favorite. It looks like a Henry. I think that's part of it. It's like a Henry robot. But I love the bit where it just punches Holden.
Yeah,
and like it's trying to stab it with a thing, and it just does this.
Yeah, and then it just like
it's very cool.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's remote controlled. It's not just like sentient. There's like a person on a computer. I thought about that
while whopping it, and I thought it was like, hey, I thought it was responding to its surroundings itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't want to use the term AI because like that term has been. Yeah,
it had a program, but it was also programmed to adjust as necessary.
It came across as too human, like little.
It was adjusting its legs based on what it was walking over, and a remote operator wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh no, that would be some sort of assistant. Yeah, like it would be like some sort of. Not autopilot feature. You know what I mean.
It's just called an armored spider-like robot. There's no name or anything.
It was very cute though. I'd love to sit on it and just walk around the village and say, you know, I'm the fucking king.
Like a cat on a Roomba.
Exactly.
You're right there, Hamish. I think you went to lean off camera and then.
So
my throat's still really sore. Yeah.
Oh, poor Hamish.
I'm going to try and give it a rest completely tonight.
The robbery in general, Fred Johnson getting shot, which I didn't. I like Fred Johnson, I don't like him a great deal. It didn't bother me that much.
I liked him as a character. Like, he was an interesting force in the
quite flawed. Solar system. Mm-hmm. Quite flawed.
Yeah.
But he meant well. That was the thing. He's just, you know, possibly a bit sort of savoury in a way, but...
I think he was too... I think the accusations that Belters would make against him of being too much an earther, I think, were accurate.
Yes.
And I think that's what caused, in part, what caused this situation.
And also why him and Holden working together so much caused a lot of friction. Because obviously they're two Earthers. Yeah. You know, we had that when he has the argument with who was it he argues with previously? Was it actually Dawes that they argue with on Tycho?
Dawes makes that accusation. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Saying this is two Earthers trying to tell everybody what to do. Yeah. You know, it's like, well, not wrong. You know.
And we also find out who the traitor is.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Were you surprised, Chris?
I'm surprised that it was someone of as little consequence as it was. Like, it wasn't
It makes a ton of sense in retrospect.
Yeah.
He was the one. She was on the Rossi doing all the system stuff.
Yeah.
Sort of ingratiating herself with Holden, and like it in retrospect, it makes a ton of sense. Yeah,
it makes all the sense, but it's like to me, it just feels like, oh, that character isn't like, oh, they brought in a new character, like it's just like, oh, yeah, she's the one working in the background.
Yeah, but there's quite, like,
I gotta say,
characters in on the Tycho thing, though. There's, you know, there's the second command guy as well, plus,
plus
I think the security guy. You know, there's a few people there. She wasn't,
but that,
you know,
her traitor lady, she does some of the best acting I've ever seen in anything. In the episode we watched, and it goes through into the next episode as well. She manages to be defiant and scared at the same. Like she's fucking terrified, but she's also defiant and spitting in their faces, you know, metaphorically. And to get those two things on your face at the same time, that's some fucking quality acting. That is.
She is good, but Bahia Watson
really fucking good. And a fancier.
I was waiting for that. Yeah,
it's a lot about the hair, if I'm honest. But also,
in the show, right? Because her hair normally is just sort of.
The hair. It's always characters. It's always characters I fancy. I never fancy actors. It's always.
Yeah,
characters.
I kind of know what you mean. Like, it's a little bit like, oh, this character's nice. You look them up on IMDb. It's like they just look like a normal person.
Yeah, what exactly. They're doing looking normal. Yeah.
But it's a lot about,
instead of being belters,
it's whatever. A lot about like vibes and mannerisms and the way they present themselves and their attitudes. It's that as well, isn't it?
A lot of it is just sort of reinforcing what we say and what a lot of the people that made the show say, is that they got some of the best actors. They were just so lucky and so clever in their casting, and you know, they've just done such a great job. And they do. Yeah. There's people that come in for like one or two episodes and still make a huge impact because they're just they got the right person to do it, you know. And I think Sakai is an example of that. She's she's in four or five episodes.
So managing, repeating myself, but managing to have like defiance, like and almost a teenagery kind of defiance, but also like absolutely shit scared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like at the same time, like
she's really caught. She's still there, and she's caught with the people she's betrayed. Yeah.
I'm looking at the robot now. It's definitely looking like it's got some kind of human interaction, but it's also like
I don't think it's human. I don't think it's controlled. I think it's been given. It's been told what to do, but then left to its own devices.
Yeah, I think it's following a program. And then adjusting if it needs to. That's the way I see it. Yeah.
And we can't resolve this except by asking the writers. We need to. If you are a writer of The Expanse, respond there.
Yeah,
respond
up. Get to the thing there. If you're a writer of The Expanse, sorry, if you've seen any other episodes.
Sorry.
We do love you all, though, you know.
If you're a writer of The Expanse, what the fuck was the last season about?
I mean, I don't know. Like, if something from the last season had carried over to this season in terms of the
That's what Marco Annaro.
Like the alien technology. Like that would have. I think that would have done some.
I'm only saying this to. I'm not saying this to spoil. I'm saying this to temper your expectations. We're basically done with the alien technology stuff.
However. I think there's, especially in the next series, and probably, I think it happens, I can't remember, because I mix these two series up a lot, but I think you're going to be very, very interested in specific story threads in the next series in a similar way. I think you're going to find a similar level of...
so we never really find out what the builders are about, what the war
about... Not in the TV show, no. You need to read the books, man.
Oh, Chris.
Chris again. It's done.
He's just out. It just ends cool.
Well, that was the best bit. And now so the rest of the show is just going to be Belters fighting inners.
No, there's more to it. There's more coming.
There's more.
I know what Drew's thing is in the next episode.
Is there a plot line really that goes to the ring again?
Yes.
I didn't want to say for sure, but definitely there is. Yeah,
probably.
Even now that we've said it,
no.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Who knows?
What ring? What are you talking about?
I would like Miller to come back, but I don't. You're gonna poker face me on that.
I'll poker face that one. Yeah,
yeah.
His direct episodes, good. Remember?
Miller was great. Miller was fucking great.
Yeah, he directed many of the greats from season 4.
Oh, this is just never going to end, is it? Actually, no, didn't he direct some series 5, though? Didn't we talk about that?
I think so. There were bits of season 4 I liked.
Mm. He directed the last episode, season 5. He directed Mother.
And... There were some good moments in season whatever it was. Mm. Good moments. It just there was too much nothing, and they should have done Marco and Aris at that time. They should have done a third of the season should have been Marco and Aris.
Should have built that up more. Yeah.
Oh wow, my version of The Expanse has, for some reason, on this particular episode, they've labelled the chapters.
I get that sometimes.
Previously on Alex and Bobby Tail the Supply Convoy.
Welcome to the Pit. Persistence versus Perseverance. Caught in the Churn on Tycho Station.
Yeah.
The Watchtower's New Task. Naomi steps foot on the Pella, and humanity learns a new name.
That's an American usage. Steps foot.
Steps foot. Yeah, it makes no sense. Yeah.
Set foot
or steps on.
I keep hearing because I keep watching board game stuff, but Americans will say keeping their cards close to their vest.
Do they say
do. Yeah. But also they call a fucking waistcoat a vest. So what are they doing?
They call it a vest, like what we would call a vest.
What do they call that?
Yeah. They call that a tank top, which is a jumper with no sleeves.
Yeah, exactly. What is wrong with these people?
Why do they take our language and then use all the words differently? Stop it.
Why is it? Do they wear tank tops in tanks?
I don't know.
Which tank tops, though? Their tank tops or
real
tank tops?
Exactly, I want to know, because the one, if they wear tank tops in tanks, then...
There's some logic to it, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, yeah, one of them wins here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they're just, okay, if they're just wearing the wife beaters in the tanks...
I've got an answer from etymology.com.
That's okay. That's an Australian thing, though, to call it a wife beater.
It's called a... Okay, I'm going to get your hopes up here. It's called a tank top because it was worn in a tank... But a swimming tank, as in a swimming pool.
And which is
I feel like all we do is hurt Chris and disappoint him all the time.
So a tank suit was a one-piece bathing costume.
Right. So one of those.
So a tank top is
tank top, the top with off. With swimming shorts attached to it. Or something.
Yeah. So the Americans have it right.
Well, no, because it's a sleeveless upper garment originally.
Oh, right.
And it's our fucking language. So the Americans are never right. It's called English. Except well, not you two. It's my language. Not you. Not yours.
We've got two
Thank
each.
Thank you for giving it us a lend.
Yeah. Well, we've got two each.
Very welcome.
We've got one each based on yours and one each of our own as well.
Yeah. Well, it depends, because sometimes North Wales and South Welsh can be like two. Sometimes people think of them as two different languages.
You're getting greedy and getting three now, are you?
Kind of. Also, the thing about Welsh that really ticks me off is that, like, the Welsh that you hear on television is like the middle class Welsh, and they actually suppress the working class like dialect quite a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But that's like BBC
it's
English,
very BBC,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's just BBC Welsh.
It's like they, you know, the Welsh government and S4C and all that lot, like the sort of the Welsh middle class type people, they love this idea of like bringing back the Welsh language, but like
sanitized,
not the Welsh language that people like speak in the valleys or like, you know, speak at home,
industrial towns or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. They want to like bring back the thing I like about English is it is an anarchic language.
Yeah,
and
yeah, chaotic.
You know, like you go to like, I love what like Indians do with English as well. Like, yeah. I think that's like, they don't give a fuck. They just do it. They just do what works for them. And
I love it. I love hearing Indian people talk. I just slip into Urdu and then slip back into, or Hindi,
yeah.
Hindi, Pakistani people. But
there's a dude
I follow on YouTube who's, he's a like lecturer in a Pakistani, in a university in Pakistan. And he does lectures in Urdu and lectures in English, and you watch his English lectures, and he occasionally slips into Urdu for like a couple of sentences, and like he's like explaining things to his student because it's recorded when he's giving it to his student. It's great. I love that. I love that slipping into one language and coming out. It's really cool.
And here's us barely being able to speak this one.
So,
wait a minute. I'm trying to remember how we got from.
So the robbery.
The robbery. Okay, let's go back to that.
Do we give a shit?
Well, this is the thing. It's the proton molecule. You know, we know that.
We got Balthazar.
But yeah, what's his name? I knew somebody was going to make a funny name up for him, and I was going to forget.
Cortazar. Who's Balthazar? Is he one of the
one
three,
of the three
wise
kings?
Men?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, three wise men or whatever. Yeah. Oh, God.
I only care if they're going to do something with it. If they're just going to hold it hostage, who gives a fuck?
I mean, he's kind of said he's just going to hold it over the heads. It's like, yeah, we've dropped asteroids on you. That's pretty big. But don't fucking retaliate because we've got the only proton molecule sample. I think it's basically that. I think it is. It's intended as a.
If he was going to do something with it, like he'd probably endear me a little bit to his cause, to be honest.
he's not enough of a psychopath.
Yeah, he's not psycho enough for
a visionary.
Yeah.
We call them. Look, it's a visionary.
I mean, in terms of Tycho getting fucked over and Fred Johnson getting stuck, I think in that instance, I'm identified as a belter, and I'm like. And it coming
to some extent, yeah. That's yeah, but it's not as much of a shock as if we'd attacked Ceres or something, for example.
Yeah,
because that's the thing that
I'm gonna put the cat on
you. Do that. I forgot the guy's name. Oh, God.
Dawes?
No, the guy who died last series,
the guy who died last series.
Yeah, or did he die at the start of this series? The guy who went after Marco.
Ashford.
Ashford, thank you.
Beginning of
this series, yeah. Yeah, this, yeah, he goes off after him at the end of the last series.
They say Klaes, don't they?
Klaes.
I would say Klaus. That's the spelling of Klaus, surely.
No, it's not.
But they say Klaes.
No, it's K-L-A-E-S, I think.
I think it's a C, isn't it?
No, it's a K. Hang on.
I think it's a K, but it's, I thought it was
but,
a
but basically, anything K-L vowel vowel S is just Klaus.
No, it's...
Unless it's two O's, Klaus.
No, it's K-L-A-E-S.
That's just Dutch for Klaus.
It's K-L-A-E-S.
That's Klaus.
No, it's Klaus.
That's Klaus. That's,
anyway,
that's...
but I mean, the thing with the belt is the belt names and languages and everything is they're all slightly different anyway because they're sort of melting pot type things.
Philip.
Hate
to
him
be
as
fair,
much as his name.
Like that's. I mean,
not it's... the actor. I'm sure the actor's a lovely man, but you know.
I mean, PH. Do we need PH when we've got an F?
No.
See, I disagree. I love all that shit. I really do.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, I'm up for getting rid of all the redundancy.
There's a few that you mentioned. I can't remember what you were talking about this. I can't remember if it was when we were gaming or something. And I just couldn't
get
be
rid
asked.
Of Steve. We can get rid of Steve.
I couldn't be arsed arguing
with.
Yeah, I couldn't be arsed arguing with some of them. But there's a few of them that still made sense to me. But I can't bother. Especially at the moment with this throat thing.
I don't feel we need a Z and an X. A Z.
We get rid of you Q. Know. We get rid of Q. We can get rid of.
I know. See,
C.
I think Q is one of the ones that I found. I think Ghosty might even have said something that made more sense. there are some. Yeah. Also, that's only straight up English. There's things that use the Latin.
Yeah, but that's just that's just translated right from another language. We can still use other letters
Iqbal,
for that sound.
Iqbal, the name Iqbal.
Iqbal. Yeah, we can use a K for that. That's fine.
Yeah. They might not. Yeah, people called Dick Bam might not like that. I told you about the kid I used to work with who called himself James JAYMZ, didn't I? He was an aspiring actor. He was quite funny, but he annoyed me. But he knew how to annoy me. You know, he'd like wind me up. So, but it was you know moderately amusing. Also, I don't know if you noticed that. Hang on, Drew's.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
wait for Drew.
But
to
what I want to know is where's Dawes in all of this? Then are we going to see Dawes come back?
Well, we can't see the character because the actor couldn't come back. But they do they do talk about him a lot still.
Okay, Dawes couldn't come back. That's
the actor,
a bit mean.
The actor couldn't.
Yeah, the actor.
For work.
Yeah,
but Dawes. Yeah, I mean Dawes. Is, yeah, they could have chosen another actor, which I think would have been I think it would have ruined it. But they do talk about him, and they occasionally got him to come in with a video thing previously. Mm. But I think there's just no availability.
Generally, I'm fine with them replacing actors, but in that case, that nobody else could pull that off.
No, it's too. No, it's too. Yeah, it's too. But I was going to say about one thing back to the show, which if Alex wasn't so annoying, this would be funny. But he renamed the Razorback the Screaming Firehawk, which is one of the names he suggested for the Rossellante.
Oh yeah.
Speak while we're on ragging on Alex.
Yeah, why not?
He has a line in this show that actually made me laugh out loud, and I don't think I've noticed. Mm. I don't think I paid enough attention previous times, but it made me laugh out loud this time.
Which one was it?
He says, "Navy cost me 20 years of my marriage."
Sorry.
The Navy cost me 20 years of my marriage.
And my marriage, yeah. Yeah.
When him being a cunt to his wife.
Yeah, that's what cost him his marriage. Yeah.
Fuck all to do with the fucking Navy.
Yeah. But I do like I do like her, the Bobby's analogy about
the rat.
Between the two of them, they sort of get to this that they're putting Mars in a coffin almost.
Yeah.
It's quite, for something with Alex in it, it's actually quite good, this bit.
Yeah,
I was quite, because, but in my head, when Bobby started that story, I heard the previous Bobby, "You're going to go on with another story now?"
Yeah. Yeah. It did seem a bit out of character for Bobby.
Mm.
To give a little, like a
I wonder if there was another character in the books for this bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was something they gave to Bobby as you know.
And also, it didn't seem like a particularly, it didn't seem like a particularly meaningful story.
I don't think it was a great story to illustrate.
It was just
a
generic off-the-shelf sob story about losing your pet gerbil or whatever it is.
Rat.
Rat.
Don't get me.
The rat was called Mouse,
which I like. That
also didn't seem very Bobby.
No, it didn't, did it?
did it not?
Bobby's rat would be called Rat.
Yeah, I guess so.
Bobby's literally that. There's that bit in The Simpsons where Maggie, I think, is dropped off at an Ayn Randian nursery, an objectivist nursery, right. And they have, you know, the posters on the wall that are like A is for apple, B is for bat.
We'll get you there eventually, Drew. You know?
Yeah. Instead of that, it was A is for A, B is for B. That's Bobby.
See, this is what annoys me about mnemonics, is you have to learn something completely different remember them anyway. Like red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. That is just as easy to learn as any of those other ones.
No, yeah. So I would learn the sort of the rhythm of the mnemonic, but just learn the color, like red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Yeah. It makes no fucking sense, some of these things.
No, well, I mean, it doesn't make... I mean,
the worst one of all. The months one, which makes no sense. 30 days has September.
Blah, blah. Oh, yeah, no, I can't remember.
Everything fucking rhymes. How are you going to remember which way the rhyme goes?
Exactly. But here's the question. Why do I remember the rhymes and I cannot remember which months have the days without saying the rhyme? Explain that one to me.
Exactly, yeah. I do have a stupider one than that. This is one that one of my ex-girlfriends used. Taught it as a kid to remember how to spell the word beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. And it goes... Mrs. B, Mrs. E, Mrs. A U T, Mrs. I, Mrs. F U L. How does that help?
You have to remember how to spell beautiful to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but like Mrs. M, Mrs. I, Mrs. S,
why
S,
Mrs.
I,
Mrs. Why does that add anything?
The rhythm. That was the one from Matilda, right? Mrs. I, M, Mrs.
Oh, is that
I,
what it's from?
Mrs. S, S, I, Mrs. P, I cut. Okay, that one.
Is that rolled down?
Can actually spell Mississippi.
But you're inserting Mrs. into Mississippi.
That which is even make more bizarre.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. I've got this wrong.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what the word is that they're trying to spell.
And is this in Matilda by Roald Dahl?
This is in the Matilda, the film of the Roald Dahl.
There's a film, right, okay.
The film is beloved by children.
Of a certain era, presumably.
Of a certain era, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no, that's the Mary Shelley one. That's very different. I forgot about that. Do you know what Mary Shelley Matilda's about?
No.
Oh, it's about incest.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, Mary Shelley wasn't exactly a jolly type writer.
Well, she may have fucked her brother, yeah.
Well, I meant her prose tend to be, you know, Frankenstein.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. But no, the narrative deals with the father's incestuous love for his daughter, and I'm like, what?
What?
And it's like, that's
Roald Dahl, man. What you do, Roald Dahl? Yeah. I mean, though, Roald Dahl also did Tales of the Unexpected, and that was quite dark at times.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of dark stuff as well, yeah.
Mm. And also, apparently, Mary Shelley lost her virginity on her mother's grave.
Apparently,
That's what I've heard.
That Mary Shelley, you know, I've heard. Down the pub, I heard this, you know.
Well, ooh. If you're going to go goth, go big.
Sorry, I'm just reading through the Matilda thing, and it gets to blah, 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 and there's like some, you know how some words are auto-highlighted in Wikipedia? And it got to the pigtails one, and I moused over pigtails, and I went, hello.
I've got to have a look at this.
You've got to have a look at the pigtails, the picture used to illustrate pigtails now, yeah.
This is on from the...
Wikipedia.
But about the Roald Dahl...
Yeah, but you just go to pigtail, then you'll get the same picture.
Oh, okay.
On Wikipedia, go to pigtail.
Wait, pigtail? I've got the word. Green it's top. Difficulty. Mrs. D, Mrs. I, Mrs. F, F, I, Mrs. C, Mrs. U, Mrs. L, T.
So that's the thing for other words?
Yeah, but...
That's...
Yeah, mix.
But the thing is, you're just adding a rhythm to it, really.
D, I, F, F, U. You don't need an extra word for that.
Yeah, you've got rhythm to words.
D I F F U. No, D I F F I C U L T Y. Yeah, you can do it like that if you want to, but like.
What is the one that they use for the spectrum? Richard of York gave battle in vain. Now, see, the problem.
I've heard both Richard of York gave battle in vain and Richard of York gave battle in Venice.
Right. Well, either one of those would mean fuck all to me because I'm not sure which one is Richard of York. So you have to then learn something about history to make sense of that.
Well, no, also, then you have to go from Richard to red rather than just you learning red.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. And it's pretty arbitrary anyway, you know, on the spectrum. The whole point, I mean, the actual word means there's a spectrum.
It's a bit like going to a C of E school and being a Catholic and having to remember two endings to the Lord's Prayer. Very annoying.
Yeah, I mean,
every good boy deserves football.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, again, EGBDF.
Yeah. And FACE in between.
Yeah.
And the bass clef is FAC. Yeah, bass is FAC.
Every good boy deserves F is always because the F changes.
Football was I learned it as football.
Oh, I've never heard that one before, honestly. Never heard it before. No, it's always been fun. Every good boy deserves fun.
I've heard every good boy deserves favour.
I've heard that one.
That one sounds weird.
But favour just means.
It sounds old timey.
In good,
it makes me think sexual favour.
Does it? I mean, it's in good standing.
Like every good boy deserves a hand job type thing.
Well, they do.
Well, 18 plus boys.
Of course. Things are going fuzzy. I'm trying to make Drew's camera go back into focus. I'm going mad. You're completely fucking insane.
I mean, it worked.
It did, actually. That's the weird thing about it, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're not...
I wish there was a better way of remembering 30 days has September, April, June and November, because... First of all, it doesn't start in January. That bothers me.
Well, because of that, I can say the rhyme, but I've not no idea what the order. So I'll be like 30 days has September, April, June, and December.
Yeah,
all the rest
exactly. November.
Okay. 28.
Yeah, but the point he's making is,
except March alone, which has 42.
Right? Yeah, it gets that way after a while.
I'm just guessing all. I know the rhythm, and I know the names of the months, and I know numbers. But I'm just inserting random ones.
It's a lot more effort than just trying to remember what each month
is. I honestly
not caring.
I can't do it,
which is my choice.
Not caring is the most energy efficient.
Well, we should have 13 months of 28 days.
Yeah.
Yes, we should do.
And they should be ever so slightly longer than they are. Just a tiny bit so that it all works.
Should we start a change.org petition or something?
Want to change it?
There's probably been some, you know, because people wanting to decimalize time and stuff as well.
I mean, we can't even get rid of fucking daylight savings.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy to metricize the year, and then I don't give a fuck whether it fits in with the solar year or not. Who cares?
Well, seasons, why does that matter?
But why does that matter?
Because some people go outside.
Why does that matter? Why does that matter for going outside? You still know what season you're in, and you still know what the next season is going to be, and you know how long it will be and how long it will take to get here. Not having four seasons in a year makes fuck all difference.
Seasons is a bit arbitrary as well, though. And, you know, some places in the world don't count as four seasons, or, you know, they'll say three or two or six or whatever. You know, four seasons, again, this is very, what's the word I'm looking for, colonial. You know, it's a very colonial idea.
Yeah, not necessarily four seasons, just the concept of seasons where, like, at any given point in the year, not the weather will be approximately the same, but the, you know, like...
But that's of no facility. The fact that it's always cold in, you know, back when the weather made sense.
If you're a robot, maybe, but like a lot of our culture is sort of predicated on that kind of thing, like Christmas, harvest festivals, things like Easter's.
Well, you
summer
can still
holidays.
Have you can still have those when the weather's appropriate for it. You would still have those in the old imperial years. That's fine. You can still have that. You can base that on the seasons rather than the years. There's no need for the years and the seasons to be enmeshed like that.
Yeah, but you're going against a cultural grain, which I think is
fine with that. I mean, not long ago, we had a lunar calendar, and we switched to the solar quite, you know, that's fine. Doesn't matter.
How long's not long ago?
Let's find out. couple of years or something, I think.
A couple of years.
A number of years, I'm sure. I'm totally on board with the 13th, the planetary, you know. Like, we could have... you know, solar years, lunar months, and they don't have to line up. Have you worked it out yet, Drew?
No, I just want a fucking date.
But in what calendar?
Yeah, in the Jewish calendar. It's 4,000 and...
Oh, well, we'll always have Unix time, epoch time. So...
This is exciting. Waiting for Drew to find something.
I'm not the Wikipedia article is not putting it anywhere.
You got a new thing hanging off your microphone, or have I just not noticed it?
No, it's always been there. So it's a little lemur.
It's a lemur, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a real one.
No, I didn't think it was for some reason. Particularly, the size is a bit of a giveaway to start with. You know.
Okay, 1582. So really, not long.
That's quite recent. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just the other day.
I mean, we've got no way of telling because we changed calendars.
Well, 1582 would be 20 past four, wouldn't it? 22 minutes past four.
I have heard the argument of adding an extra zero to the end of the year, so that we're not 2025, where 2050.
So every year
10 years, that makes no sense.
20,250.
So basically it moves the point of 0 AD back, right? So the year, so I'm screwing this up. It's a 5-year date. So it's like, hang on a minute, let me write this down. So for example, if it's 2025, it then becomes 2250.
Why? Right,
so we've just added a year.
No,
and then
not.
From there we go.
That's times 10.
Yes, times 10, right?
Why?
That's not adding a year, that's adding like centuries.
because it... There's a lot of human history that happened before 0 AD.
Oh, I see. So we're putting the date back. But that's arbitrary.
Yes, it is arbitrary.
I mean, I know people want to detach it from a Christian thing, but fuck it. It's what? Who cares?
No,
I don't even. I don't even agree with like changing the name BC AD. It's fucking. Who fucking cares? It's just a name.
I mean, I don't think they're serious. I think it's more of a, like, it's more of a...
Atheist. No, I mean, but changing from BC to BCE and BCE and CE, that's basically the same as atheists going, I don't like the days of the week being named after Roman gods, yeah. Let's change them. Like, who fucking cares at this point? We're so detached from it. It's just a fucking name.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make much sense, really. That's people with too much time on their hands.
2025.
But 2000.
Well, they're just trying to get more time on their hands by fiddling the numbers.
We're just trying to beat the Jewish calendar that's like on the year 6000 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Been to the year 6000.
It's too hot today. Is that why none of us can concentrate?
What?
It's too fucking hot.
None of us can concentrate because we watched the episode ages ago and now we're doing the episode on it.
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah. I mean, I remember it. Because we get to meet Konacek as well.
Konacek
is the modded guy who won't...
The actor's
really funny. The actor that plays him is really funny. He's been untying that guy and done stuff for them.
Oh, right. So he... So he wasn't just a background character. He means something.
I've given away teleological information.
Actually, now I'm looking at it. Like, now I'm looking at it. This guy is framed in the shot like he's going to be a character.
Yeah, Konacek.
Sort of.
Well, I mean, they talk about him quite a bit.
They did, actually. Now that you've brought it up, I thought that was just interesting, interesting world-building type stuff. But actually, now I'm looking at this particular scene. I'll put it up on a background. We haven't done a background in a while. This actually is an interesting scene because it's like... Oh, fuck. My shit is getting in the way of all this. there's the beam of light.
Yeah.
And you can't see it unless I'm full out, but like he's like a little bit of light in the darkness of the prison. Yeah. Like, I feel like a lot of the there's like symbology there. Yeah. Symbolism.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, his mods look quite well done.
I enjoyed the bit of Amos entering the prison.
Yeah.
And just answering the questions with like, uh-huh. And then the dude's like, you got to reply with yes. And he's like, yeah, okay, yes. Amos going through all that. And Amos taking all his sort of weapons off or whatever, taking all his stuff off. And then he walks into the lift and he's like, he's so fucking cut that he just looks like he's dangerous even without any. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
He does. He looks
dangerous.
He just looks like a dangerous person.
And he looks good in his earth clothes as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's almost always got like a jumpsuit on, hasn't he? Or a space.
Yeah,
or a space
when he's in space. Yeah, but he's got he's basically got some, like combat boots, combat pants, and like a sort of tight fitting, comfortable
combat
top.
Pants.
It looks great.
How do you know? His underwear is like
cargo pants, basically.
Trousers, you mean?
We up north, we call them pants sometimes.
You're not. Well,
I mean, Hamish is more up north than
you.
Of England. I mean, the north half.
You're not
of
even that far up north just of about. England. Let's be fair. You know.
You shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they call it the Midlands, not the Uplands.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah.
I'm not. No,
I'm used to Lancashire and stuff, mate. You know.
We're still the north. If it's a binary, we're the north.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Yeah. Anything not. Southeast is
basically the
anti-London area. Yeah.
No one wears colour in this universe, do they?
Yeah. Avicerella does.
Definitely, Avicerella definitely wears colour, yeah.
She's pretty much the only one, though, yeah.
Yeah, she does stand out in that respect.
Yeah,
So the meeting between Amos, and Peach, what's her name, Melba. Whatever her name is.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Clarissa.
I did find that very touching.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean she's obviously, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean he offered her a way out of it all, and
yeah, they've got a bond. They understand.
Yeah, they have a bond, but I find
them, yeah.
he's there for her when she's like at her fucking lowest point, and that's nice of him.
I find this interesting and odd because. He referred to her as people like us.
Yeah.
And I find it quite unfathomable in some ways to think that, sorry about the lighting, everyone, that that like in any world, someone like Amos would think of someone like Clarissa as anyone of the same, well, right?
Ah, but it's not about her background or her previously having money, or it's nothing about that. It's about her. It's like her internal person, the anger she had and all that. That's what drove her, what he recognized was that
it's coming. It's coming from the last episode when we learn about Amos's background. He was essentially a victim of abuse, which you know traumatizes a person and causes them to you know have certain ways of thinking. And she is also a victim of a different, very different kind of abuse, but they both come from abuse and become violent.
Yeah,
people.
I mean, yeah, she was definitely abused. I mean, she was massively, okay, you know, very different as you say, but the way her father treated her,
yeah,
especially in comparison to her own sister, that kind of shit is like really fucked up.
Mm.
You know, it seems to be a particularly rich people thing, you know, that they pick a favorite.
I think you also see that the Amos stuff on Earth, you also see that. Had he not sort of got lucky and got off the planet and fallen in with the people he fell in with, he could be a criminal. He would probably be some kind of mob. He'd probably be dead, honestly.
Yeah,
but,
a mob enforcer or something.
So I think it's both being victims of trauma and both responding to the trauma by, you know, doing what you do in that situation and having a very sort of cold way of looking at the world.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if there's anything else in that scene that's.
I do love that scene when she says, "Did you come here to help me?" And he said, "I guess I did," and she just cries.
Yeah,
I love that.
So,
and then and then he gets uncomfortable and says, "Do you want me to leave?" And she's like, "No,
But they so we don't see Amos leaving the prison.
Well, the thing hits, doesn't it?
Yeah,
the thing hits.
Yeah, so an asteroid hits somewhere near the prison by the sounds of things, yeah. You know.
I mean, there are cracks in the roof of that prison. I'm assuming it's underground because
he's nine levels under the prison. Yeah,
yeah.
So it probably hit very close. If there are cracks in the ceiling, that would be terrifying to me.
Yeah,
that is not a 20 kiloton bomb.
They're not all exactly 20 kilotons either, though, are they? They're random rocks.
Yeah,
that's
fair. Yeah.
You know, that was based on the one asteroid that they found, and it was between 10 and 30, I think they said, or 10 and 40 or something like that. So there was a lot of, you know, it was a vague thing. You're sort of hooking onto a number there when it was a pretty vague thing as it was. Yeah. So that's basically the end of that section, really, isn't it?
So I think that, like, I don't know. Like, I'm. Is it? Are they going to like lock down the prison, and then?
Well, that happened. That happened in this episode.
The alarm went off and they got locked down.
Yeah.
And then the asteroid hits. I think. Yeah.
So is Amos going to be like stuck in there? Or does that happen
afterwards? I can't remember.
Amos
is in there. Yeah, yeah.
He's stuck in there. Yeah.
Is what about so? Who's the guy? The Incredible Hulk guy?
Drew, don't say anything. Just leave it.
No, like, I mean, they tell us his name.
Oh, yeah, his name. Sorry, I thought you meant who... I thought you wanted to tell you what's going to happen next. It's Konachek.
It goes in a weird direction. He's actually the new spaceship.
I wonder if he's going to be as scary as he looks, or is he going to have a heart of gold?
Who knows?
Well, not me.
Exactly. So, Moo?
We don't know, he could be like an Amos too, couldn't he? He could be like,
perfectly feasible given the situation he's in and the place he's in, yeah.
But he's down there as a volunteer,
Well, not down there, not exactly down there as a volunteer. He could have his mods removed, but he chooses not.
He doesn't like prisons.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you can have 30 hours of community service or
25 years in prison.
Oh, he did the underground as a statement. He keeps them as a statement.
Always wanted to go into prison.
Commit crimes.
To be honest, I don't know, I've got a feeling
interesting that... Sorry, what, Chris?
No, you go on.
No, go on, Chris. I'm in.
I was just going to say, maybe if you commit crimes to get into prison, they just won't let you into prison.
It's like, we know your game.
Yeah, off fuck you.
You were only doing their murders to get into prison. You can't trick us.
Yeah, exactly. We've only got room for elderly protesters. We don't have room for murderers, you know.
I mean, if you wanted to do like a month in prison just to see if you'd survive, like what kind of crime could you do that would be exactly a month? You couldn't really do it, could you?
Well, you couldn't gauge that, could you, really?
I think it'd be hard to get a month for the first offence as well, unless you're literally doing it serious at all or something. Yeah.
That's it, yeah. So a month
violent offenders get a slap on the wrist. Trust me, I know this. The people that attacked me, you know, two of them get a slap on the wrist. And one of them had killed a child and got 2 years added to a 4-year sentence afterwards for attacking me. That's justice in the UK, apparently. Mm. 4 years for killing a child, and then, you know, to me, it should be the other way around. If he proves that he is violent, as he obviously did, then that should create a much bigger sentence, not a little bit added on. You know, it's not the way. But Drew disagreed with me here because it's you know, he's.
I think it's difficult. I mean, this is the thing that people have struggled with for literally centuries: reconciling people's personal experience with a fair justice system. Because it's always different when you're the victim of it, of course.
Mm. But anyway. Where were we before we got into that? Drew trying to get in prison and Chris trying to work out how he would do it.
No, I don't want to go in prison. No, I was role playing Cortisar, whatever his name is, Big Hulk.
Konachek.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard because if you're going to do something like that warrants that, like a level of prison time, is it, what about wire fraud?
Isn't that an oldie timey crowd?
That's it, isn't that an American thing as well, isn't it? Because they call it that, don't they? It's wire fraud. It comes from like.
Well, so it's a white collar crime. You're not going to get.
You go to a nice prison for it.
I think Drew wants something more heavy duty than that, you know.
I did as a child watching. I watched films like Cool Hand Luke and The Great Escape and stuff, which did make prison seem really fucking cool. Like I did kind of want to be, you know, just going for a bit.
Or even though they all got machine gunned and stuff in the Great Escape.
Yeah, but they had fun.
Fair enough. Yeah,
they had workshops. They had libraries. They had ball games.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't even try.
Yeah, but a prisoner of war camp is not the same as a criminal's.
Well, that's Cool Hand Luke. Prisoners. You know, it's quite a brutal prison. But they, you know, just the idea of, you know, being eating in a shack with some dudes, eating a lot of eggs, playing cards, and then doing some nice physical work during the day, getting a nice meal when you get in. It's not the worst life, is it?
So anyway, I've forgotten where I was going to go before this.
Are we done with the Amos thing?
Well, like, that's the last thing that happens on screen for Amos in this episode, anyway.
Yeah.
So yes, we are done with the Amos thing, unless you want to. Yeah. Unless you want us to tell you what's going to happen next.
No. So. Right, so Fred Johnson's down and out for good. That's what one of the big revelations.
We know for sure that he's dead now,
Mao's out. So they're talking about a line of succession. To me, that felt like a very like a heavy signal to, all right, Avicerella's back in her own role.
Do you know what? This is one of those things that I genuinely cannot remember.
Okay, fine.
And I'm just gonna
quite genuine. This is so I would rewatch as seasons, you know, between seasons being released. So I've watched season one the most, season two, you know, I think season five, honestly, I think I may have only seen once.
No, I've seen it twice because I watched it for season six.
And I don't even believe you when you say that, to be honest. Because you say
Because you lie too much.
Because like you said season five, it's coming up to your favorite episode. How do you know that?
In this season? Oh, sorry. The next season. I meant I thought Riverfall. Season five, I've watched a few times. Season the next one, six. What comes up five? Who knows?
Yeah,
need a mnemonic. I think I've only watched that one once.
Mrs. Yeah, one, Mr. Two, Auntie Three, Uncle Four.
Oh, do you know what? Right, I was applying for a job at the post office the other day, and you know where they ask you to list your titles.
Yeah,
they had your Mister, your Mrs., your Ms., your Mix, and your Doctor, and they also for some reason had Brigadier.
Yeah, I've seen forms of a lot of
Brigadier. Sir, like, Yeah. I didn't even like Lord. Why Brigadier and not others? Like
Your Grace.
Yeah, or Colonel.
You reminded me because you said
Lieutenant.
You said the post office. My brain went Postman Pat, and then because you're Welsh, went Fireman Sam, and just reminded me that there's a video on YouTube that's just an episode of Fireman Sam played backwards, and it's called Arsonist Sam.
That's good.
If you call a colonel a mister, they will correct you. They're like, that's the stick up their ass that they definitely like.
I dealt with when I was doing websites at some point. I dealt with a lot of American academics, and if you just address them as Mister, they would. So some of them didn't give a shit, and some of them would correct you to professor or doctor.
Professor Hannah Fry.
In America, you're a professor just if you teach a uni course. Everywhere else in the world, you're a professor if you've got a PhD. Yeah. Or a professor or a doctor, depending on.
What happens if you built a time machine?
With regard to what, sorry?
Well, to your titles. Do you get a title if you build a time
machine? You're definitely a doctor then, aren't you? Or master.
Master of time.
Yeah.
You're Marty.
Marty! It's your kids!
I saw Christopher Lloyd in Star Wars.
What?
Christopher Lloyd, he did a bit in Star Wars, in one of the Star Wars, The Mandalorian. Yeah.
Oh, okay. One of the TV shows.
He was a Count Dooku apologist.
Christopher Lloyd, you know my ex-catcher? Christopher Lloyd, I think I've told you before, is her main crush.
Now? Like, because he's quite old now.
Since she was a young...
Old enough to have crushes. Person.
Yeah, exactly.
I can kind of get that, if I'm honest. That's...
No.
Yeah,
I mean, it's how I got in there, so I'm not too displeased with it.
But
that was your introduction to Katia, that you're a bit like Christopher Lloyd, or that you're just old.
You know, Christopher Lloyd, not the most, like, you know, beauty standards conforming gentleman in the world.
No, but I mean,
quite old.
What's wrong with him? You know,
he's lovely, but you know, he's not the usual crush for sure. Well, he's quite divergent from.
Women fall in love or fancy people in a very different way to men, I find, you know.
I think there's truth in that, yeah.
What about Christopher, like, is it a Christopher Lloyd character? Because he's famously quite reclusive as an actor.
Well, this makes it worse. It's mainly Christopher Lloyd from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Really? Oh, okay. Now that's the interesting one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to do with that information at all.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that information.
Roger Rabbit, he's like, If you take Back to the Future, wacky, you know. But Roger, really? You probably didn't, because I think I might have answered this before, but did you ever see the Tremors TV series?
No, never seen the TV.
He was in that.
That first Tremor film, I know it's rated by people who like that kind of thing, but I think it's an underrated film. It's very fucking good. It's expertly put together.
It is a good really film. Really good film. They're actually, for things that got milked a lot, they're not bad as well as they go on. Mm. Where I think something like Starship Troopers...
Did they do spin-off stuff from that?
Well, there was three. There was a cartoon, apparently, but I wouldn't,
Difficult to do anything with Star Trek Troopers because it's a satire. I think that makes
Well, that's the problem.
If you extend it too far, it's not a satire anymore.
So you've not seen the second and third films then?
No.
They're second and third films.
No,
from
I didn't
Star Trek
know that,
Troopers,
yeah.
Well, what's his name is back in it on the third one. It's actually, the third one is a bigger budget again. The second one is really cheap, but... quite a clever story, but really badly implemented, and, you know. Excuse me, sorry, I just got a message about something.
I assume it's not the same director, RoboCop dude.
No.
He did that,
totally
he did that
people.
Very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, only he could do that, I think.
Don't forget to check the recording this time to make sure your messages aren't flashing up.
No, I know they're not, because I'm on the other screen with my mouse pointer.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't want this message to pop up.
Hey, but that second thumbnail that I did, that came in handy, didn't it? Weirdly effective, actually.
Yeah, it just sort of appears in the middle of the show, doesn't it?
Like, that's a funny-looking segment. Prophetic, I might say.
That's why I liked it.
God, does my art tell the future?
Oh, shit.
Really, like, benign things.
But do you decide the future? Are you channeling something, or do you decide the future? Because if you decide the future, then we're fucking made.
Yeah.
I don't.
This next episode's going to get 1,000 views per. You know. Per...
Well, no. The next episode is when Disney has bought us. We've all been replaced, but obviously. We've all got fucking tens of millions. We're fine about. Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you reckon would replace us?
I feel like I'd be replaced by Christopher Lloyd.
John Goodman.
I don't know if
John Goodman.
Honestly,
no, he's too good. It would be somebody like what's that guy's name? Hang on. No, hang on. I've got a better one.
Chris would be replaced by that vicar.
Oh, Reverend Richard Cole.
No, there's an actor who a lot of people don't like. He's got Jack Black energy, but he's he doesn't.
Ooh. Oh, actually, yeah, Jack Black would replace Hamish.
No. Hang on.
Yeah, I mean, you're right though with Disney. Yeah.
Danny okay, McBride. Danny McBride. There you go.
Danny McBride.
Yeah.
Well, if we're scaling up a bit, if Hamish is getting Jack Black, can I be?
No, I don't want Jack Black. No. I don't.
What's this place out of Crank?
Oh, right.
Oh, Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Wow. Hang on. I mean, don't get me wrong. I see the Jason Statham. But I, if I was having someone representing me on a podcast, I'd much rather have Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
And no, also, I kind of like Jason Statham, honestly.
Christopher Lloyd has a bigger like filmography, right?
I'd imagine so, yeah.
He's been around for like 20 years more,
you know.
Who knows how old Christopher Lloyd is? He's been old for like 50 years.
Yeah, he is one of those actors who was old when I was 9 years old and he's the same age now. Yeah.
I mean, he's even in a Star Trek, you know.
Yeah.
Star Trek 3. He's 86. And he's still, there's a picture here.
He was 86 when I was 8 as well.
I was going to say, there's a picture on Wikipedia of him from 2022, and he just looks the same.
Yeah, actually, hang on.
So he's
when
what,
I
84
was,
at the point, at that point.
Back to the Future. I know when Back to the Future came out because 85. I had my, it was an important thing for me because I had my very first panic attack in the cinema watching Back to the Future.
Oh, God.
So, and I was 8 years old.
Wow.
So that was 40 plus years ago. So 40 plus years ago. So if he's how old is he? He's 8. You said he's 80 now.
86.
So he would have been 46 when I was 8 and he looked 70 or 80 then.
Yeah. Well, he was 46. Taxi was what he was probably famous for before anything else. Remember Taxi?
Oh.
No? Do you not remember?
Oh, yeah. Taxi.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you went all blank here.
Oh, yeah, Taxi. Yeah. I liked him in Taxi as the crackhead, as the comedy crackhead.
Also, whenever somebody says, I think Taxi bars.
I really like Taxi. Did it only have like 2 seasons or something? But
I think it was
4 or 5.
Yeah, Danny DeVito in, Andy Kaufman. It was good.
Yeah, 5 series.
Although Andy Kaufman, I feel, was very much like a meh character.
I don't get. There's a lot of American comedians I respect, and when they're asked like who are your influences, they all say Andy Kaufman
or Lenny Bruce is another.
Like, yeah,
we don't really know.
He revolutionized what you could do in comedy, but anytime I watch Andy Kaufman, it seems very like run of the mill.
Yeah, I get that. Like,
people went bananas for him playing. What was his name? Latka.
Yeah, and it's like, but he just was like generic. Like foreign
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I think that's probably funny part of it. Is it's a bit uncomfortable to watch that sort of, you know.
Oh, see, what in that vein, what I did enjoy, which is clearly of much lower quality, but I did genuinely enjoy it. Is I rewatched it recently, actually. The one where there's Belky. It's a sitcom, and like it comes from like Eastern Europe.
Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers. Yeah.
I see that. I know all these weirds. Things, yeah.
I really enjoyed Perfect Strangers. Like, I rewatched it lately. Yeah. Not as good as I remembered it, but still not that bad.
You know what came across my desk, as it were, the other day, but I've not gone back to get it. Was Blossom.
Oh,
I don't know how, because you guys are very different ages from me, and I just wonder how that would have landed for you, because you're a bit younger and you're quite a lot younger. So
only a little bit though, me.
Yeah, but enough to probably make a difference. Like, I always fancied
makes a difference more so is my having younger sisters. I think that makes more of a difference.
Does, obviously. Yeah, it probably has an influence on things.
Well, no, Blossom, yeah.
You did remember Blossom, yeah.
We're nearly all over 40. That's
how old are you,
37.
Yeah, well, that's quite a bit to go. Fuck's sake.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the last 3 years are going pretty quickly.
Yeah, we'll go fast for you, but not compared to us.
I mean, it's fine. Like, I don't mind getting old.
I like that we're all almost all over 40. Like, I'm over 50, so.
We are all over 40, almost.
Yeah, see, because sometimes I think about this when I think about, like, when I make stuff for the internet, because that's, you know, what I like to do. And I sometimes toy with the idea of doing like shorts, right? And so I look at shorts to see what the sort of the state of the culture is, as it were. And they're like mostly on YouTube, because I don't really faff with Instagram or TikTok or anything like that. I don't, you know, got accounts there or nothing. It's just, it would just be YouTube. But then I look at YouTube when I'm logged in and it's just showing me things that I usually like, but in short form, that's generally okay. But I was trying out GNOME Web the other day, Epiphany browser, to see how it worked on YouTube.
Yeah.
It works horribly on YouTube.
Oh, right.
So much worse than my Firefox app. But I definitely feel like this is like young people stuff I don't understand.
Logged out YouTube, because my algorithm really well. It just shows me politics and board games, basically.
Always tries to push somebody owns libs on me when I'm logged into it.
Like,
logged out YouTube is a shocking experience. This is what the fucking people watch.
I know. And it's like
trash.
And it's like,
Amish, there's some... can you fix my camera?
Yeah. I've got like reels of old stuff that I haven't ever uploaded that I might either needs editing or something like that. And I do sometimes think, well, I could fashion it into shorts just as a bit of a laugh, you know, it's a little bit more refined. It's like brevity is the soul of wit kind of thing, right? And like you can upload them on Mastodon and stuff as well, relatively like easily enough, you know. And then I start thinking like, but this isn't good.
This is not good.
Yeah, like it's not who this? I am. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got to be honest
and genuine, haven't you?
Was it on TikTok where you did like the Kit Kat review and you just bit the Kit Kat? And
that was a normal video that I shortified.
Yeah,
because I've seen the wrong one.
I think you're good at the short form, but I agree with you that, well, not agreeing with you, but I share having no respect for the short form. I want long form stuff.
I like the idea of brevity being a soft. I like long videos, but it also makes me think about, and long form content definitely, like the content I listen to, it's longer YouTube videos and podcasts. And what I like I like the conversational tone of it. I like the personality that comes through with all that kind of stuff, which you lose a lot of in the short form content. And a lot of the short form content is, it's like attention farming. You know,
I was going to say, it's the equivalent of clickbait is, and that.
In the sense of the person, not the title, but the way the person is.
Yeah.
It's the next generation of whatever clickbait is. It's engagement bait, I think some people have referred to it as. But also the thing that does make me think about it is like with long form, particularly long form video content, hosting it is a lot, you know, in terms of resources, you know. Compared to, for example, podcasts or short form content, where you can just almost stick it anywhere, and also with the short form content, it seems more ephemeral. You know, like you share it on group chats, or you share it. You know, it moves its way around the internet a lot more organically than appealing to an algorithm. It's just like, oh, here's a video that I've seen, just upload type of thing. And I kind of that bit kind of appeals to me. You can kind of do that with podcasts too if you keep the file size relatively sane. You can just like, swing it across on WhatsApp or swing it across. But anyway, that's just, I don't know.
No, that's interesting.
Weird. Yeah.
And I think you are good at the short form. Like if you enjoy making them, I think, it's something you should.
Yeah, I need to sit down and think about it. But also, I really liked the short form when we did the multiplayer Morrowind, where we did little, taking a quest and then short forming it. Like, I like the long version of it as well, which is up on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I liked having the little snippets of it because it's less of an imposition to watch. Like, it's not like
I do find it weird that we've decided that short form video is portrait and long form is landscape. That's interesting.
Nothing should be portrait and video.
I've resigned myself to portrait videos now. Like, I agree with you, but I've resigned myself to it. But it's interesting that means short and that means long.
These fucking
phones. Well, it's phones, isn't it? Yeah, it's
no, it isn't. No, of course it's phones, but people watch long form stuff on their phones as well.
Yeah, but you can turn it sideways.
Why?
Yeah, why don't they fucking do that when they're making a video?
But it's an interesting semantic.
It's amazing. Look, I can turn it.
But no. Holding a phone like this is a lot easier than holding a phone like this. Yeah, but do that for any length of time, it'll be easier to do that.
That's true. That is true. But so surely the long should be like that, and the short should be like that, then.
No, because when you're doing long form, you're putting it into a. No one's doing long form content holding a thing, right?
Yeah, a lot of people. I mean, this is the thing. People use their phones as cameras as well. They have it on a tripod or whatever.
I've heard this too. Yes.
And it's like, well, why the fuck don't you mount it the right way around, then, you prick?
I watched another low budget sci-fi film, a Japanese one. The basic premise is that this dude works in a cafe and his flat is above, and he finishes work for the night. He goes to his flat above, and his computer screen is connected to the TV in the cafe, like video conferencing style, like what we are doing here. But the cafe is 2 minutes in the future, and future him is downstairs in the cafe telling him to do stuff. And then sort of ends it with, okay, you've got to come down now and tell past you what to do. So he comes down, and it's done as a, it's something I usually find a bit wanky. It's the whole film, it's only 70 minutes long. The whole film is done as a single take, not actually a single take, but you know, apparently a single take. Which I think in this, because they do fun and inventive things with the time thingy. And I think you need that single thread through the story in order to just keep your head around it. It's a bit goofy. It's a bit played for comedy, but not all out comedy. Really fucking enjoyable. Also, I didn't clock it at all. Filmed on iPhones, very low budget, and just filmed on iPhones.
iPhones have good cameras on them.
Oh yeah, no, they really do. Yeah. It wasn't till the end when they showed behind the scenes stuff at the end, and they were showing them just moving around with the iPhones. I was fucking amazed. It's called something. The Infinite 2 Minutes.
Did they have lenses on the front of the iPhone?
Nope, straight up iPhone. Yeah, and it looks really good. I mean, there's only so much you can do with those, like, you know, of course. Mm. But no, it looks really good. It's a very enjoyable film. I would recommend to anybody if you want a light but engrossing sort of watch, engaging.
Yeah, but also just to go back to what you were saying about the vertical horizontal video thing. A lot of people watch YouTube on telly now, so that would probably like watching a vertical video on telly is going to be insufferable, right?
That's even worse than watching.
Well,
on
I gather now. People watch us on telly.
Oh yeah. Rosie watches us on telly,
and even my radio show gets watched on telly by people now.
Yeah.
There's nothing much happening. I'm just there in a corner, occasionally scratching my arse or whatever. It's not really a video show as such, you know.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, for all the problems of smart TVs and et cetera, it is kind of nice that you can just stick on PeerTube on a telly without installing anything or doing anything. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. It's sort of it's a bit more of democratizing.
Until they work out a way to block things they don't want you to see, you know. Mm. It's like, oh, it's not on, you know, one of the approved apps, then we're not watching it, you know.
Yeah. Until that day comes.
I've just linked you to that film I was talking about.
Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes.
If you just let the trailer play on IMDb, you can see a bit of it. It looks great. For something filmed on iPhones, it looks really fucking good.
Beyond that, okay.
I was going to start saying something about... I don't want to rant about phones again when I've got a sore throat. Anyway, whilst we've got time, should we finish talking about this Expanse episode? Because there's a big chunk we haven't mentioned.
Oh, what's the big chunk?
Naomi's story arriving on the flagship, the Pella.
I'll recuse myself because I don't really care about that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It is kind of...
It's a bit that, like, yeah, okay, I just want them to get through to get back to the interesting stuff. Like, give me more fucking Amos.
I don't dislike Marco and Aris, but Philip is boring. Natalie's boring. In fact, it's Naomi. I can't even remember her name.
Naomi has been boring this season, yeah.
She was way more involved earlier.
It's like she's lost her zest.
Yeah, she's got this storyline that's basically all her, and it's not really giving her oomph.
It's her as a victim, which she's always risen above that, I think.
Yeah. I'm just trying to remember if it's this episode or not that a certain thing happens, but I think it might be the next one, so I better be careful what I say.
Drew, you know how you get Jack and Jake as interchangeable names mixed up? I think I do the same with Natalie and Naomi. Natalie.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah. Rebecca and Rachel also for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about people at home? Oh, actually, speaking, I want to say something on PeerTube whilst I can remember
This is us talking on PeerTube, so you go for this it, is my us friend.
Me and Drew did the tier list of web browsers, which was a bit of a fun, like it wasn't serious. I mean, we put Dillo at S tier.
Yeah. Well, also there's only two web browsers as well. Three if you count non-graphical ones.
It's at least a third. Yeah. You got WebKit.
And you didn't mention my new browser of choice either.
What's Mulvad
browser. It's
Tor browser with Mulvad VPN as a back end.
There's a few more things happening, but that's the gist of it. Yeah, that's the gist.
Which is ultimately still Firefox. So it's Firefox with security.
I've actually installed it though. I've actually got it installed. So you got properly.
Do you have Mulvad as a service though?
No.
Right. I see. I've got Mulvad as a service as well. So I get the DNS. Change the DNS routing and everything. All of that just happens.
I certainly would consider it in most my things future still work. Quite browser endeavors. Like but I go cheap at the moment. I just went for like the cheapest one that I know is decent on.
Anyway, you had a point about PeerTube.
The thing is, right? I just wanted to just sort of say this, make a point that when we put up that video, the comments on YouTube were so shit, and the comments on PeerTube were good.
Oh, right. I just never realized that you put them in other places. I just assumed that the peer tubes were there.
Well,
that's the only place I would look.
Correct to assume. I usually turn the comments off, but I was kind of curious as to what the feedback would be on the browsers.
Was there anything sensible in there, or was it just all nonsense?
No, it was awful. And also, the thing that annoyed me the most is that people didn't get why we put Dillo at S.
You should
have put that in the specific use case category.
They just didn't.
You ever heard of a joke?
It's not a joke, there's
a bit of a joke to it, but it was also like that's the web, that's what we want. Like we want the web where Dillo is a usable browser.
When you talked about Dillo, when you got to that, I could see what you meant.
It's a joke with a point.
Be the change you want to see in the world type thing, you know, like.
Yeah, but the people on PeerTube were lovely. They like lots of long comments, lots of interesting really good. Thought, you know, could understand a joke. it just reaffirmed that PeerTube is the place. Like
every time there's comments on YouTube, I get a comment about the flag.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, so you support the homophobia committed in the Soviet Union 100 years ago? Do you like? Come on.
The question I want to ask them is: do they support the homophobia that's coming about nowadays? Like, are you protecting the gays here, or are you just
obviously
being a
not.
Bitch?
Yeah.
Well, also, do they go the gays, everybody like who's like wearing or buying,
support.
Everybody who's wearing an American flag, and do they go, oh, so you support the slave trade? Do you
exactly? It's just.
I mean, if they're wearing the Confederate flag, they might very well be supporting the trade.
The Confederate. I'm not going to.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'm somewhat of an apologist.
We know what car you pick on Flat Out 2 when it's the
General Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a great car. I'm surprised you've not got a Confederate flag next to your Soviet flag by now, actually.
I'm going to make the case briefly. The Confederate flag, one of its semantic cases is for sure, you know, a traditionalism wanting to revert back to like blah 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 support slavery. It's used by racists. It's absolutely used as a racist symbol.
Well, so is the English
flag. Is it also used just as a symbol of Southern pride?
Yeah, yeah. If you look at what do you call them, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the band Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, they're very proud of being Southern and stuff. You know,
there was that language server that Danny's a part of. There was a person posted a picture of themselves the other day. They are a Trump supporter. They posted a picture of themselves in a Confederate flag hat, and it's a black gentleman. A black gentleman in the these things aren't simple.
I was going to tell you a little anecdote along those lines myself. Alan was telling me, my dad Alan, he was telling me about this, and they know this gay couple from New York from holidays. They met them a few times on holiday, and you know, you think gay guys, New York, East Coast, you know, you would immediately think pretty liberal. One of them is a Trump supporter, and one of them's liberal.
Yeah. People are complicated. Yeah, people are complicated.
It was like symbols, your aunt. I don't know.
Symbols and the way people use... I think the denigration of the Confederate flag... Yes, it is, again, the caveat, yes, it is used by some people as a racist symbol, without question. Mm. And it represents, historically, something quite bad. But symbols change meanings. And I think it's part of
swastika.
That.
I think it's, of course, is it Hinduism that has swastika
throughout the world, really? Yeah, it's a symbol everywhere. Yeah. But yeah, but particularly course, Hinduism and Buddhism.
Those naughty Nazis in the 1930s kind of spoiled it for everybody. Yeah.
But the denigration of the Confederate flag is just a general East Coast liberal denigration of everything outside of the coasts, essentially. You know, what they call the flyover states. You know, everybody from the South is a fucking racist. I'm not saying we shouldn't question these things, but it's not that straightforward.
Exactly, yeah. I saw it. Do you know that guy that did Richmond, North of Richmond? He did that little country song. You really liked it, Drew, where it's like, you know, he plays his little banjo and he sings about... Do you remember it?
I don't remember it, but I believe you.
Anyway, the guy that did that song, it was like a viral hit for a week. And a bunch of Republicans hopped on and said, "Oh, real music's back." And it's like, no, this is about like all of you. And I saw the most random video of him doing like what are those like little off-road buggy things called, where you know they got like quad bike. More like a quad bike than a 4x4, like a real off-road kind of vehicle.
A sand buggy.
Yeah, something like that, but not on sand. You know, like
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's a video of him and like a YouTuber. The YouTuber I watch who just camps in like random places, like in car parks and stuff like that. And they were just like going on a drive, like through the back and beyond of the South, and it was really nice and wholesome.
Southern people. And also, when people denigrate the Southern states and try to politically disempower them, they are also the states with the highest proportion of Black people in them.
Yeah,
so you are literally. Yeah. You know, in liberal terms, you are silencing Black voices by denigrating the political. Yeah.
Yeah, most of the sort of famous people. Oh, God, sorry, I just whipped a key off my keyboard by accident. I was pulling it too hard. When I think of famous people from the South, I think, Reginald D. Hunter is probably the first one that comes into my head for some reason. And he's like such a polite... I mean, I'm not sure, he might be a prick for all I know, but, you know, he's such a polite man and he's got that very, you know, yes, ma'am, and you know, and that's I think of Southern people. I will also, very happily pile in with, you know, redneck jokes. And you know, and again, discover, I'm now quite, hello Peanut, Peanut wants to go out. I'm quite wary of using the term redneck anymore as well, because I discovered it's got a sort of union origin, you know?
I'll say something mildly problematic though, right? And I'll say, and I do mean this.
Not you, Chris.
I would actually quite enjoy going for a drink with RFK. Because that man looks like he's seen some fucked up shit, and I bet he's got some good stories. Now, don't get me wrong, would not put him in charge of healthcare or shit like that, just saying.
Obviously not.
But obviously not, right? The guy's nuts.
He seems kind of dull, though.
Does he not? He seems wild to me.
Really? He seems kind of dull to me.
What, like the time when he like dumped the bear in Central Park? What dull person dumps a bear call?
That's fair. That is...
Yeah,
he's
like,
"What's that?" That's the symbol of a redneck socialist organization called Redneck Revolt.
Right.
They seem pretty cool.
It looks a bit Hispanic.
The communist, anti-fascist, pro-gun ownership, because they're fucking Marxists and they understand what that means.
That's the thing that's been going around all the the Fediverse lately is, you know, right. The reason for you having guns isn't what's happening now, guys.
This is
what the problem was.
Yeah.
You know, you
Luigi
wanted guns.
Luigi had the right idea.
Yeah.
Free Luigi.
Luigi.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
This is a bit of a benign thing that I'd really do respect about Luigi. Doesn't wear a suit in court. I like that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. He just wears a smart jumper shirt.
I've not seen.
I'm still surprised that he makes it to court. To be honest,
yeah.
I'm well. They're certainly not
been killed yet. Yeah.
There's a media blackout on him. Like, there's very little information.
That's bullshit. Like this.
Well, given how it is in the UK at the moment, I'm not surprised either.
Because the thing is, I want to know how they caught him, because it's not some fucking black dude at McDonald's.
That's all bullshit.
Like, you wouldn't recognize him, and also, like, why would you give a fuck? No, they got him because they probably tracked something on his phone or on his something. And that's I think that's one of the reasons why they're trying to throw terrorism charges at him.
Yeah.
So they can justify
the federal. Yeah, because they've done something illegal there.
Well, that's what they're doing in Britain as well. Yeah. Is they're trying to call anything to do with, latching on or locking on or something. Yeah. And they're trying to claim that that's a terrorist act, basically. So a little old lady that's doing a protest can be thrown into jail for, 5 years. Where some nutter attacks people in the street, because he's a Farage fan and he gets 6 months. You know, I think you can probably get
the actual jump.
I think you can probably guess what's happening now.
Yes.
So I'm gonna end the video because we're finished with the expanse. I think. Shut up. He needs the loo.